The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now let's talk about Danny Hodgson. Earlier this week, we had some positive news about his condition. Of course, he was a soccer player who was coward punched near the Perth train station earlier this month and has been in an induced coma at Royal Perth Hospital. He'd opened his eyes and it looked like things were trending in the right direction, but now he's taken a bit of a backward step.
Yeah, he's been placed back on a ventilator and sedated, of course, a day after opening his eyes. His mum has issued an update revealing he's also had a tracheotomy. His parents are able to see their son in person from today because their hotel quarantine ends. So let's hope their presence in the hospital at the intensive care unit at Royal Perth helped Danny in his recovery. So a little bit of a setback there with him being placed onto a ventilator and sedated. But we always knew that this was going to be a long and difficult road to recovery.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure from the doctor's perspective, they'd be thinking they just increase his sedation a little bit, just keeps him calm, relaxed, and because he can't move around at all because he's got so many tubes in him at the moment. It's probably for his comfort as much as his recovery to, I guess, just put him back into a more controlled state so that recovery can happen.
Yeah, and we'll keep you updated on this case. There's obviously so many people who are interested in it. Many people donated money so that Danny's parents could fly out from the UK to Perth to be with him here. So a lot of people invested in his story.